Well, welcome back to the open lines portion of our Christmas night special show for you. And wow, what a fast year it was. 2016, the end of next week. I can't believe it. It is really going by fast. It's going to be an interesting year, and we've got lots to talk with you about over the next several years as this program continues to grow and as you continue to evolve with us as well. It's been remarkable. January 1st, we will have our 13th year anniversary party. 13 years I've been doing Coast to Coast full time now, and started in 2011. I got to go back. I got my years all screwed up. We started in 2003, but 2001 is when I did my first show. Gosh, I just can't believe how long and how fast time has simply clicked by on this. Anyway, tonight, for the next couple hours, and we will end the program tonight, by the way, with Lee Allen's Letter to Michael, which is our Christmas tradition here at Coast to Coast. But I'd like you to call in about things you want to talk about, of course, but miracle open lines. I want to continue the theme that we had last night with Rosemary Ellen Guiley on stories that have affected you that you truly believe have been miraculous for you, things that just have been simply miraculous for you. And also, Tom is taking your text questions. We do one every half hour, so we'll be doing four of those tonight as well. So we will hit the deck running in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And Catherine, thank you too, because you have provided us with incredible information over the years that you can't get anyplace else. And we really appreciate everything that you do. What a tremendous team here. Beginning with you, those of you who are listening to this program and our staff and the people who continue to put this together, I mean here it is. Most talk shows will run a tape, which is fine. They want to be with their family. That's you can't gripe about that. But we want to go live with programming. And what's so remarkable for me personally is the dedication of this Coast to Coast staff that has been with me since 2003. And that's unprecedented, by the way. I mean, they just, in this industry, to have people with you that long, and believe me, we're going to keep going further and further down the line there, too, is truly remarkable. But, I mean, they're in. Dan's, it's Christmas night. Dan's here. Tom's here. Greg Bishop is here for Sean tonight. Sean took off, and that's great, but we will give you live programming. I mean, I'm looking at the schedule next year, and I think Christmas and New Year's Day are on Saturdays next year, or Sundays. I don't know what they are, but we're going to have live programs for you, and if my weekend folks don't do it, I'll be here. We're going to get that done, and the first Sunday, of course, I'll be here as well. So let's go to the phones. I want miracle stories or your general questions right here on Coast to Coast. Let's go to Kurt, truck driving in Bristol, Virginia. Gorgeous area out there. Kurt, Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, George. Merry Christmas to you, your family, and your entire staff.
Thank you.
I just love your show, and I love you doing it, you know, ever since you've been doing it. But I actually called you last night, and I wanted to share the other story that I didn't get to share with you last night.
Yeah, that's right. I had to give you only one, but so finish it up.
Okay. Now, my mom passed away last year on August 18th. I was in my second round of chemo at the time.
Okay.
And her favorite song was Elton John, Daniel, because my brother passed away when in the Marines when he was 20, and that his name was Danny. So I played that song for her at her funeral, and I had him loop it because it was such her favorite song. I was playing it for her, so it played the whole time. And a few months ago, I was in my third round of chemo, and I was on the East Coast, and I had to try to get back, and I couldn't start driving. So as I'm trying to recuperate from my treatment, I'm talking to my mom, because I remember from listening to Matt Fraser how he talks about your loved ones are with you, they hear you. So I believe that, you know, because the things he says you can't deny. So I was talking to my mom, but he's pretty much asking her to help me. And as I'm driving and recovering, trying to get to Albuquerque, it was my first stop, trying to get to Phoenix, you know, I'm already stronger than, you know, eating better and I tune into the radio. I get into Albuquerque as I'm getting into town, and the song Daniel comes on the song, on the radio. And I just can't help but think that's a sign. She's telling me that she was with me.
That is a sign. And those are great signs. Kurt, thank you so much. Appreciate it. The miracle stories that we've had over the years, and I discussed a couple of them last night, have been remarkable. The guy was drowning. The woman whose son was committing suicide in the garage, and she had this unbelievable strength to pick him up and move him. Just amazing stories. Or some of the death stories, too, of the police officer who called. They had a run of a heart attack victim. I don't know who made the call, right? Think about that. And they get to the house. A little old man opens the door, and they see another little old man lying face down, dead probably. And they roll him over, and it's the little old man who let them in. And they turn around, and he's gone. But the person who had passed on is there. So the spirit of the dead person opens the door for the police officers. I mean, those stories just keep coming over and over again. Let's go west of the Rockies. Artie's with us in San Diego, California. Hello, Artie. Go ahead.
Hello, George. Hello, George. I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays.
Thank you. You too.
I'm actually a little heartbroken and hoping for my own Christmas miracle. I have an 8-year-old Puggle. He's all black. He's been my best friend and goes everywhere with me. I'm a skateboarder and skate brand manager, and so he's with me all the time. I'm at the Valley Center Skate Park, at the Valley Center Rec Center off Lilac Road in Southern California, outside San Diego, this afternoon around 3:30, and we noticed he wasn't around.
Oh, no.
And these past 7 hours have been pretty tough for me.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Home, I grabbed my bed, I went back to the Valley Center Rec Center, and I'm parked exactly where the last we saw him.
Just waiting, hoping.
I'm hoping for a miracle. He's always goes, stays in one place and waits for us if he doesn't know what to do. So I assume that someone took him, and I'm hoping that they decide to return him.
Yeah, that would be. Any identification on him?
He does have my phone number on him. He does have my phone number on him, and I was just hoping for a Christmas.
Let's pray that happens.
I even got through, so that's kind of a miracle.
Let's open. Artie, if somebody does call that number and has him, would you call us back and let us know?
I definitely will. The number is 530-386-2160. It is a Tahoe number, but he is a San Diego, and he's known throughout the skateboard community. His name is Yoda.
Yoda. Okay, let's hope Yoda shows up. Sometimes they wander off. They get lost. Who knows? They just found a dog who took off, and they found him like 2 years later in a different state. But they found it 2 years later. Well, Tom's got a text message for us back in the L.A. studios. We're all be in another 2 weeks. The holidays are over, so it's back to work in L.A., but what do you got for us, Tom?
Merry Christmas. That's my official Merry Christmas.
How was your Christmas, by the way?
Really good. Really good.
I had a great one. I had the family over, and my kids, Tom, are so attuned now to knowing that I've got to go off to the cave and do the show on holidays that, you know, they say, Dad, you know, you do all the cooking on the holidays. You take it easy. We're gonna cleanups, and I had to take a little quick nap because I was on 4 hours sleep. And
wow.
So when I woke up, they had the whole house cleaned. Isn't that great?
So the question is, what did Grandpa get the little one? Grandpa Santa.
Grandpa Santa, the little Charlie?
Yeah.
Little Charlie got a doll, and this is a funny story. They have been living with me here in St. Louis for 3 years. My son got transferred from Nevada, and what was going to be a couple months turned into 3 years as they saved up some money and looked for a house and everything else
and a half,
stuff like that. And so the little ones lived with us. And Charlie, who's 4 years old now, Charlotte's her real name, she was 1 year old. She was a little baby. And this house is the only house that she knows. and they have since moved. And so while I've been here before the show, I've been, you know, picking up stuff that they left behind that you don't find until you take the place apart. So I found some little toys of theirs and stuff, and I would put it in a box or a bag. And whenever I saw my son and my daughter-in-law, I'd give them the box. Well, a couple weeks ago, I filled up the box with all kinds of stuff that I found, little things, little necklaces and a wiffle ball and stuff. And I put them all in this big box. And the two kids, Simon and Charlie, got so excited when they saw me with this box. And that's 2 weeks ago now, because I'm leading up to your story, your question.
Okay.
2 weeks ago, I bring this box, and the kids look in it. Simon is 5, Charlie's 4. They look in it, and they went, "Why did you bring us this junk?" You know, and it was hilarious. So jump ahead to today. They come over the house, and they go, Papa, did you get us anything? And I said, "Oh, yeah, of course I did. You've got presents." And then Charlie looked up at me and went, "I hope it's not junk."
Smart kid.
She looks like, by the way,
oh yeah,
Matilda from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire,
identical to that little girl. If anybody wants to know what Charlie looks like, it's Matilda.
Yeah, she's really cute. I got to start a fire today. I don't get to do that often, but I like to use my fireplace when
That's
I can.
Cool. So. Good for you. You do a different thing, too. You put the logs in an aluminum pan, don't
yeah,
you?
The thing like you put a turkey in when you put it in
yeah,
the oven.
Yeah, that's because you don't like the ashes.
Yeah, I don't want to sweat
Doc
all
Wallach
stuff
would
out.
Say keep the ashes and put them on your plants and stuff.
Yeah, I'd rather take care of my plants another way. I really don't like sweeping the thing.
Anyways, what's
so
our text?
So we have a text from Karen in New York. She says, "Happy holidays to you guys. George, I would like you to please name the top two people that have influenced you the most this last year."
Oh, this last year. Now, I thought she was going to say in my lifetime.
She says in the last year.
In my lifetime, it would have been an easier call here. People who have influenced me in my last year.
I guess she means like people you've run into that just, you know, influenced you.
You know, that's something I'm going to have to think about, because I really don't think anybody directly has influenced me in the last year. I mean, I've got people that I could talk about who have influenced me in my career, in my lifetime. But in the last year, I have been so busy with Coast to Coast and speaking engagements and events that are up on our calendar and in the highlight reel. I really haven't had time to have anybody else influence me specifically. I don't know. I can't answer that one.
Well,
not in the last year. If she had broadened the question, I'd have some names for you.
Okay, so why don't we just broaden it for her?
No, she needs to ask.
Okay, should I bring back up to you?
But you know what? Ask me again, but change the year. Go ahead.
Okay. George, I would like you to please name the top two people that have influenced you in your life.
Besides my mother.
Yeah, not the obvious.
86. Oh my, she is a remarkable woman. She has had an influence on my career and on my lifestyle and on who I am. But professionally, there's a guy who's no longer with us. He died. His name's Guy Gibson. Gifford Guy Gibson was his real name. And he was my editor in Detroit at my first radio job when I was 21 years old. And I hated him. For years, I hated him. He would make me, I'd go on the scene of a fire or a breaking story or, you know, some guy shooting out of a hospital at Detroit General Hospital, and I'd be broadcasting. You know, we used pay phones in those days. And he would make me rewrite my voicers 10 times, and I just hated him. Until one day it clicked that the guy was turning me into a darn good news guy who knew how to write. And then we clicked and we got along, and he ended up going to Dallas, and he died. But he was a great influence on me.
Well, it obviously worked.
Yeah, also. And then, you know, my mother and him, they had an influence on me as a person and as my personality. And here I am now.
Well, you know what? Parents are such the obvious answer to that question. It's really hard to sometimes to come up with other ones.
Yeah, it does. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Let me go back to the calls now. Gary in Santa Maria, California. Hey, Gary, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, George. I wanted to thank you as one of the only, I believe the only, from what I've seen, broadcaster that's syndicated that's actually on the air on the major holidays.
I may be, but it's, you know, it's that pledge I took, Gary, many, many years ago, and I got to tell you, I enjoy it. It's interesting and fun for me, but more importantly, even if one person out there who has no family looks at this radio show, is that special thing for them? It's worth it for me.
And your choice of subjects tonight, I thought, was well thought out. And for me, I got hit on my bike at age 7 with a major head injury that I was supposed to have permanent brain damage from. Little slight list of my speech, I understand, but other than that. But then in 1972... I was drafted into Vietnam. I was driving to the AFES building for induction to go to Vietnam, where most of the unit was killed, but a drunk driver hit me head-on at 70 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
Preventing me from going to Vietnam. Now, who would think that a horrible, you know, once again, massive brain injury, same side of the head, as when I was 7. Then, in 1996, once again, I got mugged with a baseball bat, 23 stitches, $75,000 worth of brain injury on that same side of my head, the left frontal lobe. And I can tell you what I attribute, and my life has just been exceptional. I've made my mark on history. I heard Stephen Schwartz say that he was fortunate enough. I was the guy that practically got Perot elected if somebody didn't tell him that I was the one that was going to doctor the pictures of his daughter's wedding, which is a complete fabrication. But I attribute this to my godfather. Huh. I had an active godfather, and I think there's a wormhole that opens up between godparent and godchild. My godfather ended up to be deputy chief of LAPD with 9,000 men under his command. And when I've called the show and talk about collecting a lot of data in LA and doing astrology charts of millions and millions of people, well, how do you get access? Well, when you got a personal letter of recommendation from the deputy chief of police.
That helps.
It can open up some doors. George, do you know who your godfather is, and did you ever have any relationship with him?
He was my uncle, which was my dad's twin brother, who is no longer with us. And, yeah, we interacted a lot. We're going to be back in a moment. We'll take more of your open line calls here on our Christmas night special on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to our Christmas special. I'm George Norrie. By the way, live programs for you this Saturday and Sunday as well. We've got Richard Serrett, of course, on Saturday. George Knapp manning the desk on Sunday for you. And then we'll be back Monday and we'll do it again. And then live on New Year's Eve. We're going to bring in the New Year's together, folks. And then we've got a live program for you on New Year's night as well as we bring in 2016. We're going to be talking about some predictions and have a little anniversary party, and we've got it all coming up for you. Let's go to the phones. Bernadette's with us in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hello, Bernadette. Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning, and I like to say happy holidays. It's always sounded more inclusive to me.
There you go.
Because I know people celebrate differently.
Yes, they do.
The first miracle I'd like to mention is that I was able to get through this line to talk with you. George, I was listening earlier to Mark, and I'm just calling to say that I get so emotional sometimes, but I'm going to get through this.
Okay.
I'm just happy that I'm still alive and part of this movement and this awakening that's going on. You're talking to someone who never completed a grade of school beyond the fourth grade.
Wow.
I was a child that had been molested. I lived a street life. I had a 42-year cigarette smoking habit, a 40-year habit of smoking marijuana that I just quit in October, which was around the same time I discovered your show. And as I told, I believe that was Tom that answered the phone.
Yeah, that's Tommy.
I'm really calling this to say thank you, because your show came along when, as I always say, when a student is ready, the teachers will come. And normally I had not been listening to the local station here, because there's a lot of negative things that goes on during some of the talk shows that I did not like. But it was so refreshing. I've always I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning for some reason, or earlier. And I just happened to turn you on right around the time a guy on Facebook had said on a post that if you don't have any money, it's your fault or you're doing something wrong. And I want to share that right before that, I had gone through some months of being hungry, but I had marijuana to smoke.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I had argued with him, you know, there's a reason why, you know, people lose a spouse, people become disabled, lose a job. But I woke up and I turned your show on. That's when I discovered you a few days later. And the person was, I can't remember who it was at the time, but the person was just talking about this awakening, that people are waking up and finding out that things that they were doing was no longer working. And I called in and told you before, or maybe I told your guest host, Lisa, I believe her name was.
Lisa's our executive producer. So.
Okay, but I spoke with her and I told her, or the gentleman that she had on the show, I believe it was...
Oh, Lisa Gar. You had Lisa Gar on. That's right.
Lisa Gar. Okay, she had Joel Dispenza on.
Yeah.
And I was sharing that November 7th was the first time I'd lived here a year, but my first time being able to get up and walk without pain or a cane. I've been getting better.
Good for you.
I changed my diet. And I just want to give you some of that credit, because it's been your guest that has let me know that I'm on the right track.
You have done a remarkable job. I mean, can you imagine, Bernadette, since you were in the fourth grade and you, for whatever reason, did not go on to school, you sound like you've got your act together. I'm impressed.
I'm just believing that it's because I've just been able to have people come into my life to get information. And I read very well. I have a serious book library, and it's mostly these what you call self-help books.
Yeah.
I got books by Zig Ziglar, Norman Vincent Peale, W. Clement Stone, you name them. And they've always been, you know, people called me weird because, of course, I'm a black woman. I was a little girl from the south side of Chicago. And I had to go into foster care. And in foster homes, I was in a lot of homes that, you know, I had white foster parents.
Yeah.
And they introduced me to these books and these people. And I still have this information. And I just, you know, recently, like I said, when I discovered your show back around the end of October, I decided to get off of Facebook, because normally I'd be on Facebook right now. But I decided to shut it down, as I say, and I pulled my books out and I started reading them again. And I'm just feeling the healing. And I just want to call and let you know I'm so thankful that your show is not race or age exclusive.
Nope.
That, you know, everyone can call in. And I get this real genuine feeling from you and your guests that I'm on the right track. And as your, I can't remember her name, but I talked the last woman I spoke to. She was doing predictions. And she said that I was on the right track and that some good things were getting ready to happen for me and that I'm psychic and all that kind of stuff, which I believe is true.
Your train has come in, Bernadette. It's time for you, right?
Thank you. Thank you. Just thank you for who you are and your guest. And that's all I'll say.
Okay, my dear. Yeah, you finish up the rest of Christmas, and let's look forward to a little toast on New Year's Eve, if we will. Tommy's telling me to take the next line because I have no idea who it is. Hello there. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, George? I'd like to say, first of all, happy thanks give, I mean, have you, I'd like to say thanks to Tommy for letting me on the line right now. I've been a loyal listener for years, and the topics that you discuss on your program are way more interesting than any other radio station on the planet. And there's a reason why you're the number one late night radio show. It's because, George, you're like family to us.
Thank you. Thank you. Now I got to try to figure out who are you?
And one more thing, George. It's an honor for me to be on Coast to Coast. Happy holidays. And may God continue to bless you and your Coast to Coast listeners. And, George, for Christmas, I'd like to invite you and Tommy to Vibrato Jazz Club.
This is Herb Alpert's son.
Yes, it is, George, and it's a pleasure to talk to you. I wish you nothing but the best.
I would love to do that when we get there. Maybe we can have a coast-to-coast night there.
That would be a good idea. And continue the good work, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Herb Alpert. Remember Herb Alpert? His songs, Lonely Bull, Tijuana Brass. Great stuff. Great stuff. So we got another text back in L.A. Tom, what do you have for us?
Great stuff, but before my time. But did you like that surprise?
Oh, Herb Alpert was a genius.
Yeah, he was. Isn't that cool? And his son's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
So this is from Gerard in South Lake Tahoe, California.
Okay.
In the last week, I've met the kindest people in my travels. Why is it people don't act like that all year long and not just at Christmas time?
Well, it all depends on the people that you're dealing with. A lot of people are under stress. They're acting differently. They're acting strange. World events affect people. I don't think it's just the Christmas season that people are being good or nice. That's changing. I think good people are good all the time, subject to the frailties of being human beings. I mean, we have our ups and downs, don't we?
All the time.
But I think it's changing. I mean, look at yourself, Tom, and the things that you've done. I echoed what you've done last week. You may have been off on vacation, but I talked about your little benefactor days when you're in a store
and you
pick out people and you go up and buy stuff.
Yeah.
That's got to be the greatest surprise. But do you pick out people that you think can't afford what you're buying, or how do you do that?
I just look in the first person I see, and I call them, by the way, RAOX, Random Acts of Kindness. And if everybody passed it on, it'd be a really good world.
So you're not looking for a certain person or somebody who looks like, you know, they don't have money for clothes. You just pick somebody.
No, every once in a while I'll look for like an elderly lady, because I feel sorry for elderly ladies that have to carry their stuff and nobody's helping them. And, you know, nowadays box boys there are none, so they don't really help you out with your groceries.
You know, the fastest way to get out of a checkout line, bag up your own stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just get out. I used to do that when I was 16. I worked for the Wrigley supermarket chain in Detroit.
Gum people?
And I was a, no. That was just the name of the supermarket.
Huh.
But I was a bagger. Started off as a bagger and then a stock boy. I have worked. How old were you when you first started working?
16.
I was 16 and never stopped working after that. Never took a break.
Me either.
I went from to selling shoes for Baker's, which was owned by Edison Brothers at the time. I don't even think they exist anymore.
Did you ever work fast food?
Never did fast food.
I did.
I never did that. I worked in a factory during my college days. I made single-handed faucets. I sold shoes. I was in a supermarket. And then into radio and television I went when I was 19, and I never stopped doing that.
Yeah, that's
all right. Back to the phones. Good. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Mark, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Hey, Merry Christmas, George.
You too, Mark.
Great to speak with you.
Thank you.
Real quick, before I get to my story, you know, I think we have a connection. I'm also a 9-year Navy veteran.
Oh, super.
Mentioned plenty of times.
Uh-huh.
Plus, my grandfather's name is Charles, and my last name is Simon. And I heard you mention those two names.
Yep.
So I think we're connected in some sort of way. But let me get to my miraculous story.
Sure.
I truly believe in angels, and I'm going to. And by the way, also I'm a Coast Insider.
Thank you.
And the reason I am is because, simply speaking, Coast to Coast AM is the best show on the radio. Period.
You're here.
Anyway, so I was hiking alone, which I shouldn't have been doing, and you know, I should have always had a partner with me. But that day, my sister had to do something else, and I decided to hike by myself. And so I was, you know, hiking up an incline, and I slipped on a rock, and I fell down the incline, and I hit my head on a rock, and I was unconscious for about a minute. And then I opened up my eyes because, you know, for a minute I didn't know if I was alive or dead. And then, you know, I gained consciousness again when I opened my eyes. And I realized I was still alive, but I still had a dilemma. How was I going to get back up that incline? Because I knew I'd hurt myself.
Sure.
I felt that I had traumatically... I learned later that I had sustained a traumatic closed brain injury. But what happened was, after I had gained consciousness, I immediately sprung to my feet, ran up that incline, and ran to my vehicle and drove it home and called 911. And I'll tell you something. Before 911 even got there, I had already passed out laying on the floor. And the only explanation I can have for that, George, I swear on my family's life, the only explanation I can have that I was able to jump to my feet and get up that incline was because, even though I didn't see it, I felt it. I felt my guardian angel pick me up and carry me up that hill.
Probably happened. That's a great story.
Yep, I felt the power of it. You know, I just felt the power of the essence of the life of my guardian angel pick me up and so I definitely believe in angels, and I definitely believe in miracles, and I tell people that because I know it happened to me.
And he's still with you, Mark. Thanks for the story, and thanks for being the Coast Insider. And just thanks for being who you are indeed. Let's take a few more calls here, and then we'll take a break and then come back with another hour of Open Lines. Though we are going to end the program with our holiday tradition, a letter from Michael done by Lee Allen, a former late broadcaster a long, long time ago. And, you know, Lee does it the way broadcasting always should be done. I mean, with class and excitement, and those broadcasters of those days are one in a million. Let's go next to, you know what, I want to do a show one day on former broadcasters in your city that you remember growing up as a kid that you would listen to locally, and that'd be a great show. Let's go next to Byron in Indiana. Welcome to the show, Byron.
Hello, George, and happy holidays.
You too, sir. Thank you.
All right. As far as miracle stories, I have four of them. Every day's a miracle. Well,
give me your best one. Give me your best one.
Well, yeah, I'm a dad every day. Today, Christmas is the best, right?
Congrats, yep.
Christmas is the best. And we was on our way. I got something on my mind, though. We was on our way to a Christmas party, my four-year-old. We count chemtrails every day together, right? And on the way to the Christmas party, there's two tic-tac-toe patterns up in the sky.
Yeah.
And she looks at me and says, "What are you going to do about it, Dad?" And I'm driving there just thinking, you know, what am I going to do about it?
What can you do about it? Yeah.
What can I do about it, you know? It's scary. Our government is elected by the people to represent the people, and the people just don't know what they're spraying.
Even during Christmas, they don't stop, do they? Jeez.
No, they don't. Not one day, you know, at Christmas Eve when they're up there spraying the sky.
Oh, God. That's something. But give me a miracle story.
A miracle story. I was a single dad with two kids, and I met a beautiful woman that came with a little baby, which I've adopted.
Good for you.
Away. and now our family's complete. There's four children and my wife.
It's good for you. Good. There he or she is right there.
She's slept in today, man. She's running wild.
Because in Indiana, it is coming up on almost 4 o'clock, right, in the morning?
Right. Yep. Everybody was up real early, took a late nap, and here we are listening to Coast.
All right. Well, you enjoy it, to be sure. I mean, it is a great program. And it has evolved. It has gotten bigger and bigger. 615 affiliates in North America. Of course, we're on Sirius XM, channel 146, and we stream all over the planet. Oh, by the way, January 4th, that Monday, we are going back to KLIF AM 570 in Dallas, Texas. This is a huge station in Dallas. We're really excited about our partnership. I was on with them years ago, and they want us back, and it begins January 4th. So those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that's where you can hear me as of January 4th, that Monday night, KLIF AM 570. I'm really looking forward to that. We're going to come back with another hour to go of Christmas Night Open Lines right here on Coast to Coast AM. Don't lose your place in line. We'll be back.